We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Memphis's September 18th game against Houston is in jeopardy of being postponed or canceled due to a COVID-19 outbreak within the Tigers football program, a source with direct knowledge of the situation told the Commercial Appeal. So, all the way from vacation, visiting his parents, we welcome on the man that has his name on the byline, Mark. I guess I saw the rumblings of reports out of Houston. How did this all, you know, how did you get, where, when did you get word, and how did you end up breaking the story?
Well, yeah, I'll be honest. Evan had been hearing rumblings about some positive tests within the program that occurred recently, and then that report from the Houston radio station came out, and that obviously raises your eyebrows, and so you start when you're a reporter at heart, Jeffrey, you start making calls. That's what your instinct is. So I started making calls, lucky enough, I happen to have someone who has direct knowledge of this situation. Lucky enough to know someone who was willing to tell me about exactly what was going on. And obviously, if you go check out the story at commercialappeal.com, it is worse probably than the initial Houston radio station report, because Memphis has, according to the source we're citing in this story, who, again, has direct knowledge of this situation, Memphis has 20 players right now who are in isolation, 10-day isolation, which means they tested positive for COVID-19. And then this person told me, at least another 20 are in quarantine for 14 days because of contact tracing due to those positive COVID-19 tests. And we've got it from multiple sources that this outbreak has nothing to do with the Arkansas State game, has nothing to do with players going home to see their families, has nothing to do with practice. Apparently, according to, again, multiple people familiar with the situation throughout the AAC, I'll say, this involves a party bus.
Nice.
I don't know the exact number of players that were on it, but obviously quite a few, or say at least several, were on a party bus after, I'm not sure if it's Saturday or Sunday, but it was after the Arkansas State game. After the Arkansas State game, they were on a party bus, Memphis players were, and that's where this was contact traced to, this outbreak, to that party bus. And so, obviously, it's one of those things that, in a normal circumstance, when there's no pandemic going on and you have an off week after a big win, going on a party bus is perfectly regular thing for a college student to do.
That's the one thing I've learned in the pandemic is every journalist on Twitter never went to a party or ever drank in college.
But obviously, the part of playing college football this year is, because of all this testing, because of the concerns about COVID-19, this is just stuff that, you can't do anymore, or you can't do right now, and because stuff like this happens. And now, I'll just say I will be surprised. Let's just say this. People within the league will be surprised if that Houston game occurs next Friday night. I'll say that. at this point. Like I have a good feeling that that game will be postponed. But it has not officially been postponed or canceled at this point. And I can tell you this, the AAC, the league, like other schools in the league are not happy with Memphis right now.
Well, I would imagine it's a,
specifically Houston, but it sounds like there's some frustration throughout the league because this was something that technically, and again, we can debate
this wasn't
whether
bad
this was
luck.
Really
no,
within
I,
their control.
Yeah, I can see where they're upset because this isn't, hey, there was a...
This isn't related to playing football. This isn't related to going to class. This is related to going on a party bus.
I would also imagine, though, and again, I would presume it depends on, you know, maybe the 20 that are in quarantine for contact tracing. I would imagine it depends on what their tests end up showing up, but I would think Houston.
Well, no, so from what I understand, the league rules are it's 10-day isolation when you test positive and a 14-day quarantine for contact tracing. And so what I was told is maybe some of these players, like the 20 and 20 that are cited in the story, not all of them, most of them are related to this party bus thing, but like for instance, we saw in that first game there were several players that, you know, we obviously we're probably assuming at this point, but with the way Ryan Silverfield talked after the game, there were several players.
It doesn't seem like a violation of team rules.
Yeah, who were, you know, mysteriously were on the depth chart and in some cases atop the depth chart, and then just weren't there at the game on Saturday night. So some of those guys will get out of quarantine before the Houston game, you know, like because it's a 2-week period. But again, the vast majority, it sounds like, stem now from this outbreak.
Well, I would think as long as they have, let's say, like, you know, half the guys could play next Friday, I would think Houston would be pushing for them to play.
Well, here's the problem: is if you go read the story, it sounds like most of these guys are defensive guys. So it's not like evenly spread amongst position groups or even side, you know, offense and defense. It sounds like the vast majority of the players involved are defensive guys. So that's really the problem. You know, like it sounds like, I don't know the exact specifics, but it sounds like if you go through the 11 guys who started on defense against Arkansas State, I feel comfortable saying a decent chunk of those guys are part of this group probably, because the way it was phrased to me was it's taken a toll on the defense more than anything.
Yeah, and I guess the other issue is I have not seen at this point, the AAC has not come up with essentially like a minimum requirement yet, correct? Like we've seen... I don't know if it's officially been implemented with the Big 12, but I think basically, you know, you got to there's a minimum number of position player. Like, I think you have to have like 6 offensive linemen, at least 1 quarterback. There's like a minimum of what you have, and that includes walk-ons. So, but
I wouldn't be surprised if, due to this episode, the AAC implements something like that moving forward, because, like, from what I understand, Houston is upset because they feel like this is going to give Memphis, competitive advantage was the phrase that was used with me, but I don't know if that's right. But, like, basically, Houston is upset because they feel like Memphis, if there was such a policy in place, Memphis would either have to play with what they've got or they'd have to forfeit. And the reasoning for a forfeit in Memphis's mind, again, this is according to a source, so I don't want to make this the gospel, but this is what I understand. Like, their reasoning is if this had happened in week 8 rather than week 2,
right?
Like, there was no way they would have been able to postpone this game,
right?
Because we would have been at the end of the season, whereas because it happened now, Memphis is getting an advantage because this happened now rather than, you know, at the end of the season. So there is... probably, hopefully, I haven't looked at, I don't know if Bennett, while we're talking, can look at the Houston and Memphis schedules. Do they each have an open week that correspond where this game could be moved to? I'm not sure. But that's. But I'll just say, this: the league is not happy about the situation with Memphis, and specifically Houston. I've heard is, I think the original Houston radio report said they're like furious, and that's. I've heard that too. Like Houston is really, really ticked about this because now they're going to have to wait another week to play their first game too. Like they haven't played a game. The Memphis game was going to be their first game of the year.
Yeah. So the for Houston, their off week is October 3rd. The
Memphis is off then too, aren't they?
No, it's the next week. It's the 10th. And then mm-hmm. Memphis has another one in November. But then when you look at Houston's schedule, they have a bunch of games in a row, and they still have a Rice game that says to be determined.
Gotcha. Yeah. So,
I mean, I guess it's possible they could move it to the end of the year.
Maybe. You know, especially like maybe it's a, something where the league determines if it's a game that like matters for the league championship, they play it, and if it doesn't, they don't, type of thing, right? Maybe
well, that's
something
the,
like that.
That's the problem. As of right now, the American is still scheduled to have their championship game on the 5th. I would also
and they can't move it. Well, the only if well, luckily it appears Navy, based on that performance we saw in Week 1, won't be involved.
Hey, they,
like the problem is you can't.
They
you
can
can't
figure
move
it out.
What,
you wait.
Back
you just
Navy's
wait. Once
involved.
They start, once they start tackling in practice, that team,
yeah.
Watch out.
Yeah. So yeah, it's just a real. It's a real bummer of a situation, and it's, you know, like, frankly, it's just not a good look for the Memphis football program, you know. And again, like, in normal circumstances, it's like, you know, you're at an, you have an open week, you just got your first win of the year. Like, it's perfectly reasonable for a college student to go on a party bus. And I'm not even sure I would say it's unreasonable to go on a party bus now if that's the decision you make. But ultimately, you know, this football season hinges largely on making decisions, cautious decisions. And you can see one bad decision. Look at this, it sounds like 40 guys or something like that can't play in the next game because of one bad decision to go on a party bus. And that's sort of the fine line college football is walking this season.
I can't figure out, is this funny?
I don't know if it's funny. Hopefully no one who tests positive, it's like not serious for them, first of all. You know, like it's
right.
You know,
but I think, I guess this is kind of where I fall in line. Like, this is always going to be the issue, I thought, with college football is getting college kids to not be college kids is pretty much an exercise in futility. Like, we're seeing it across the country. Like, you know, schools are still cashing their tuition checks, but then they're up in arms when kids go and party. It's like, yeah, that's what 21-year-olds do. Like, they're in college because they're not adults. Like, they're not, like, that's the point.
Well, and here's the real problem is, like, we don't know exactly. Like, this could just be two or three guys on the team, and then because you're on a team and you're, like, we know how this virus spreads. Like I don't know exactly how many people were on that. How many members of the Tigers football program were on that party bus? But it could just be a few. But that, you know, we've seen how contagious.
Let's play the odds. I'm not saying that 40 guys were on a party bus, but it seems to me like that would be very difficult for if it's concentrated essentially on one side of the football. Like, it seems likely there were more than just three guys in there, and then, they got it when they got into meeting rooms. Like,
I'm trying to be diplomatic here, Jeffrey, okay? Because I don't know the exact number. I don't. I did not, like, my source did not know the exact number of players.
Well, then the question becomes, what is defined as a party bus?
Yeah, I mean, it was...
At a certain point, that's a van. If it's two or three, that's carpool.
No, well, just two or three football players. It wasn't all football players, I assume, on this party bus. But I did hear it was, you know, there was
do you think there were some COVID-19 test implementers? Like we saw that mysteriously appeared in some NBA players' bedrooms?
I would say this. Maybe we should start checking birthdays on the Tiger football team, because that might give us some clues as to who and what was involved in this. I guess that's how is what I would say. Because isn't that why you get a party bus? Is to celebrate a birthday?
I mean, there's that, or you just do it so that like you can all
just
go get drunk. Well, so you can go get drunk.
Yeah.
Like you can't really go to bars right now. Like, you do it to go get drunk and have fun.
That's fair.
Like,
yeah, that's fair. That's fair.
Like, Spit Zone, at least they weren't drinking and driving.
Yeah, that's good. And, hey, like, I mean, honestly, if you're looking at this from Memphis's perspective, if something like this had to happen, and this is why Houston is upset, now is probably the best time for it to happen because you do have multiple open dates. Because this, you know, this isn't just like, you know, if this was like the Texas, who they playing, Texas San Antonio game, like, it doesn't really matter if that game gets canceled, right? Like, I mean, ultimately, you know?
I mean, and, I don't know if there's a financial penalty, but you know what I mean? Like,
but in terms of like how the season plays out, if you want to have, but like the Houston game matters. Like, they're a division opponent, they're a team that, you know, not predicted to be the one of the best teams in the league, but, you know, they got Dana Holgorsen. They're predicted to be a solid team in the AAC. Like, it's a game you have to play.
Now, I will say this. If you look at their schedule, maybe Memphis – so they could play the weekend of the UTSA game because Houston
plays
North Texas, and then Houston plays – yeah.
Maybe the AAC force – well, check UTSA. Maybe UTSA has off the weekend that UT Martin game was supposed to be, and maybe you can play it then, or maybe you know, this is your penance for having the program that, you know, really got, you know that didn't do things the right way, quote unquote. And again, you have to pay whatever you got to pay to get out of that Texas San Antonio deal. You got to pay it because there was a mess up.
Is there any chance, though, that, I mean, do you think, like, is there any chance that Houston has a case saying, like, no, it's a forfeit?
I don't think so, personally, because if the Big 12 rule was in effect, like the minimum roster rule was in effect, and Memphis chose not to play, even though it had that number of guys still available, I think then you'd have an argument. But because the AAC doesn't have that policy in place as of now, personally, I don't think you have much of a case, right? Like, there's no policy in place that says you have to play if you have this many guys. It's ultimately, it's up to the two schools. So what I wanted to mention earlier is, you know, when I spoke to the Tulane, the head of medicine, the head doctor at Tulane, who's the chair of the AAC's COVID-19 Medical Advisory Board. When I spoke to him a few weeks ago, I asked him, like, how is the league going to determine, you know, the standards for a game being postponed or called off? And he said specifically at that point, and I don't know, maybe they've changed it in the 3 weeks since I spoke to him, but he said then what they were going to do is every Friday or every Thursday, the day before the game, you know, each week the AAC's games are going to start, the medical advisory board was going to meet and go over all of the testing from the league and then, you know, go over each game being played and give a recommendation off that. But ultimately, he said, the decision, like, they'll give a recommendation, the advisory board, and they'll advise. But ultimately, the decision will lie in the hands of the two schools involved in the game. So that's why, and I should reiterate this, there has been no official decision yet made by either schools or the AAC in terms of whether this game between Memphis and Houston will be postponed or canceled. I will say, though, again, I would be surprised if it occurs next Friday, given the details we now know.
Okay, so I'm on MemphisPartyBus.com. We got a few options. There's the 20-passenger party bus. There's a 25-passenger party bus, a 30-passenger party bus, and then you start getting into limousine territory. Listen, I got to imagine the party bus industry has really been struggling during the pandemic. That seems likely to me. These young men were just trying to jumpstart the economy.
Yeah, that's what you tell Houston. Like I said, the bright side is, if it was going to happen now is probably the best time that this was going to happen because you do have some options. If this happened week 8, you don't have very many options, and then maybe we are talking about Memphis suffering competitively because of this situation.
So T-Star has a 30-passenger bus available.
I don't know if the Memphis football team is going to be renting party buses anytime soon, Jeffrey. I think they may have lost a client here.
I mean, here's the other thing. Like, I think this is just kind of, I don't personally believe this, but like, are there going to be people that are going to blame Silverfield for this?
There's only so much you can do.
Yeah,
I trust that Ryan Silverfield is telling them, here's what we need
smart to
do. Yeah, like, but ultimately, you know, he does run the program. And, you know, so some of it does. I guess the buck stops with him. But ultimately, like, these are, I know you hate this phrase, unprecedented times,
yes,
Jeffrey.
Yes, they are.
And, like, while it's certainly not a good look for his program, I would caution on blaming the coach. Ultimately, you know, college is that for anyone, whether you're a football player or a regular college student, you're an 18 to 22-year-old, and it's a lot of minor individual decisions. And let's just say, I don't know, I'm not going to speak for you, Jeffrey, but all of those minor decisions that I made in college were not always the right decision. Not many of them came back to bite me in the butt quite like this, but I was just lucky in that regard. And this is obviously, you know, could they have been smarter? Heck yes. Should they have done this? If they wanted to be Memphis football, if they wanted to play football games, no, they probably shouldn't. But ultimately, like, they're 18 to 22-year-olds.
I'm going to give Ryan the benefit of the doubt. I think he was perfectly justified to not remind them, hey, guys, don't get a party bus tonight. Like, I don't imagine that came up.
Well, that's the thing. It's like using a party bus. The one thing where you cannot absolve the – it's not like, oh, we went over to a friend's place,
right,
sat on the deck, and had some beers. Like, you know, going on a party bus is actively kind of defying its
scene. Hey, Coach didn't say anything about no party. He didn't say anything about party buses. He just said, don't go to bars, don't go out. I saw nothing in the fine print about a party bus.
It's a tough look. It's a tough look for Memphis football. It's not. You know, we've gotten used to Memphis football getting pretty much nothing but positive press, both here and nationally, and this is just obviously not a good look for the program. We'll just leave it at that.
Tough scene. All right, buddy, enjoy the rest of your time with your parents.
All right. Thanks, man. Talk to you next week.
That is Mark Giannotto joining the program. As mentioned, over at commercialappeal.com, the University of Memphis's football game with Houston next Friday night is officially in jeopardy after, according to sources, at least 20 people within the program have tested positive. They're currently in a 10-day isolation period. Also, the source indicated that Memphis has at least another 20 people in quarantine due to contact tracing.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.